All right, we have come to the end. So, of all these songs, which ones really, like, sort of move you to vote for them?
I mean, I'm sorry, I hate to say this. It sounds so mean, but it was kind of a meh song fight session, you know? But The Lowest Bidder, I would have voted for that on almost any fight. I thought it was just great. Miscellaneous Owl, absolutely loved it. And, of course, Micah's is, you know, is clever and enjoyable.
Wow, so much overlap. That's unusual. As I've mentioned before, I'm only going to do less than half. So that means four for this round. And I've chosen Budget Bears, The Lowest Bidder, Micah, and Miscellaneous Owl. And maybe third cat if I decided to do five, but I'm not sure.
So for me, I really like the Berklee Social Scene song. I mean, I didn't really like the lyrics. I just chose not to really listen to them. But the music I thought was great. I'm going to vote for that. I want to encourage them to make post-punk songs every song fight. They'll always get an upvote from me. I'm going to vote for the Budget Bear song. I like that one. God, I'm going to vote for Chthonic Doom as well. That song just got me pumped up. I like the kind of fantasy metal, you know, singing in that one. It just did it for me. I'm also going to vote for Gert. I love good production. I'm going to vote for The Lowest Bidder well.
Who am I not voting for?
I think is the question.
You're like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I know. So Paco is probably going to miss a vote from me. Third Cat is probably going to miss a vote. I think that's it.
I find it kind of a little bit surprising that you would miss out Paco and not miss out any of the other people that you just listed off.
Well, yeah, you made me feel bad about voting for everybody. I really want to vote for everybody. Mm. Well, almost everybody. Oh, Dutova is going to miss a vote.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm voting for Micah, The Lowest Bidder, and Gert. Not a lot to say there. I agree with Ryan. This did seem kind of like a tame song fight to me, and I don't have a lot of super strong opinions here. And so those are the ones that I liked.
All right, now we're at the point of the podcast where we can pitch a product. How about Cinnabon? If you find yourself at a mall, enjoy a delicious Cinnabon. Not affiliated with the show.
I don't even know what a Cinnabon is.
You're better off not knowing, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cinnamon roll, but a little bit more disgusting. Like, it's just covered in goop.
Imagine a cinnamon roll as fast food.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's how diabetes must smell, you know, like personified more or less.
Yeah, it has the size and weight of a toddler's head.
I would like to pitch, or not pitch, what's the word?
What's the word? Shill?
Shill, yeah. I would like to shill for the New Ugly, the New Ugly Nurein podcast by Manhattan Glutton and Ben, who are also another podcast reviewing Nurein.
I'd like to shill for the podcast Talkin' Traz. And I think that, you know, maybe you guys should consider changing the name of your podcast to Talkin' Traz.
Talkin' Traz?
Yeah, and we'll discuss Alcatraz, of course, the world's most famous prison.
Traz Talk?
That's slightly better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why they didn't think of that.
I don't have anything else to plug.
It never occurred to me that we should come with something to plug. I wish I had thought of that beforehand. I would have come up with something ridiculous.
What about you, Alice? Anything?
I mean, I have a DeviantArt. I'll plug myself.
Yes, definitely.
Go look at my art on DeviantArt under Bomeranian or something like that. I know my own username.
DeviantArt/... Bomeranian or something like that. No spaces, no dots.
Okay, it's the-Bomeranian.
Go just praise me.
And
yeah.
The title and the tagline is unintelligible dog screeching.
I'm glad you decided to point that out.
Well, that's how they'll know they found the right Bomeranian.
Yeah, they stole my username. I should go hunt them down.
Two Jerks, One Vote is sponsored by Duolingo. Duolingo. Learn High Valyrian. Forever.
Yeah. You can also look into it if you are looking to do even a nominal amount of research before you write some goddamn lyrics.
So testy. So testy.
Sorry.
That's the weirdest nitpick I think I've ever heard for anything. Duolingo teaches High Valyrian, check your facts.
Get it right, Micah.
This is important.
This podcast has been sponsored by Duolingo. Their cute owl mascot is a ruthless, terrifying sociopath with nothing to lose.
That's right. And it's free. You can't get a version of Duolingo without High Valyrian on it. I'm harping on this. I'm going
to
stop.
Yeah. I feel like this is similar to your complaint about Grumpy Mike's song in Nurine, where he thought Puce was the reigning champion.
That was the whole song.
I know.
And it was the entire point of the song, and it was wrong. You know, it's like if you're going to spend all that, I mean, you know how much time we spend on each song that we do. And it's like, if we did that, wouldn't we look to make sure like any of the information that we were trying to pitch was
accurate? Yeah.
I mean, how much bee research did you do?
You've been in silent advance like more than I should have.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, bee research?
Oh, yeah, there's that line about the phallus and, you know, getting torn off during sex if you're a bee.
Oh, God, right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I read that entire Wikipedia article. It was glorious.
Thank God.
Okay, what about shout-outs or thanks? I would like to shout-out to my lovely wife, Sarah, who, you know, has to go into a different room and to put her headphones on as to not hear my annoying babble as I record this podcast. She is super nice about it and hardly ever gives me a hard time. So thank you, Sarah, for being the most patient person I know.
Shout out to my mom for helping me spend like an hour cleaning out the shed I'm currently in because both my room and my art studio were unavailable. By the way, I'm recording in a shed, so that's nice. It's really cold in here.
So my shout out is to, I really appreciate the
moo.
Want to shout out the interrupting cows. Thank you so much for your love and support. And also to my husband, thank you for your love and support and patience.
Moo.
I would like to shout out the Jerk and Chumpy, also known as Jerkatorium, for shouting me out so many times in the past.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. Any last comments? All right.
The Duolingo mascot will hunt you down.
Moo.
Keep both your eyes open. His will be.
I can't believe I got you guys to adopt a shitpost meme. What have I done?
Just for the purpose of this episode. It's good. After this, we're totally forgetting about it.
Micah, I blame you for this. This is your fault.
Yeah.
Look at what you've done.
Micah blames George R.R. Martin.
I blame Ryan, because Ryan's one who complained about it.
I blame you for looking it up.
Finally, somebody noticed the real person who should be blamed.
I blame society.
I blame Reddit.
I blame France.
I'm going to blame it on the moonlight.